Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Now, we're back doing our due diligence, dishing you the latest in entertainment news and juicy gossip every day. And we got that tea. Literally, the Gary with the tea is here.
Yes, he is.
Anyway, of course, we got to chime in with the best in the West. Heidi and Frank, what's going down?
Hello.
What's up, Atlanta?
Good to see you.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Well, later on in the show, Kim and Kanye's kids are just like ours. Just kidding. And find out what we know about them and Chris Pratt and John Travolta is looking a little different these days. We'll break it down. Let's get into this, man. Before we proceed, we got something really special for MLK later on the show, too. But let's take a moment to honor the late, great civil rights leader, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Mm-hmm. We're celebrating his life, his achievements, and his legacy. And we want to encourage everybody out there to keep the dream alive. I mean, how has MLK encouraged you guys to keep your dreams alive?
Here's what Martin Luther King Jr. always said. It doesn't matter what you are, what you do, be the best at it. So it's like, no matter what you are doing, just do it with pride and do it the best you can. Don't look down on yourself like, I'm just a whatever it is that you're doing, that you're looking at, maybe something, a menial job that you consider menial, but do it the very best that you can.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is
and I always think about moving in love. Move in love, you get more with love and being positive. You can get things done, and that helps push me forward in my dream.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., I know you're looking down on us, smiling and seeing all the great things that are happening. Hey, and the work's not done.
That's
gonna
right.
Keep pushing.
And happy remember, peaceful
birthday to you. Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Hey.
It's all pushing.
All right, y'all. Well, I'm a little shocked, you guys, because Beyonce is more like us than I thought.
Really? How you figure?
Yes. Well, the queen was spotted at Target. I'll say Target,
yes.
In Los Angeles shutting down the aisles. Mm-hmm. That's right. A fan captured a photo of the beautiful superstar in the department store and it quickly went viral. But this isn't the first time that we've seen her in Target. She sashayed through there before with a Blue Ivy. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. And like a true diva, she didn't just come in there with jogger pants on looking all, you know, tired.
Right. That's how I know that I'm nothing like Beyonce. I've been to Target many times. I've never looked like that.
It's me
like,
either.
Okay. What is happening?
No, honey. She was wearing an orange jumpsuit, triangular glasses, and had her hair laid, Gary.
All right.
Yes. She was trying to be low-key.
I know. Okay. Like, she looks exactly like Beyonce. If you're going to try to, like, be under the radar, you would have on, like, a jogger suit, the hoodie, and all of that. She was like, okay, I'm here.
Well, she went to be seen then, honey. She
but do y'all check this camera angle from the fans?
Are they sitting on the floor?
They passed out. Passed out when they clicked the camera.
Yeah, that's that creep in Target they got arrested for upskirting.
Yeah, right. The angle is there.
Yeah, it's from the floor.
It is from the floor. That queen is laid out.
Well, you know, usually when you're part of a big family, you share everything. And if you have siblings and you're close in age, you are definitely sharing clothes. I had an older brother. He's 2.5 years older than me. Yes, even though he was a boy and I'm a girl, I got all of his hand-me-downs.
No, you're lucky. I had an older sister.
I had to make it work. I mean, when you're in a family, if you don't have a lot of money, you're gonna have hand-me-downs. Well, the Kardashian West clan, no. They're not like us at all because Kanye West is all gung-ho on that his children will not have to deal with hand-me-down clothes.
Oh.
Okay, we knew that. All you got right. a clothing line.
Yeah.
Well, his sources are saying that he wants his kids to have top of the line, the best of everything. But the thing I don't understand about that is if the older sibling had the best of everything and she outgrows it, well, then what's wrong with... than Chicago wearing Northwest Gucci outfit.
This is obviously a scar that Kanye has from growing up himself.
Exactly.
And somebody recognized the shirt that he had on. It's like, that's your brother's shirt. So it probably just destroyed him. So he's like, no, it never happened to my kids.
I'm like the complete opposite. Like, my mom, I didn't necessarily have to wear hand-me-downs because I'm the oldest girl. But my mom used to take all my clothes and give them to my cousins down in the country.
Without asking?
They would come up to visit, and I'm like, I'm not even finished with that. And she's like, clear my closet out and give it to him.
All right, ladies, I need a little help with this, because there's a recent picture of Chris Pratt. Now, when you see him in the movies, he's all ripped up. He's ready. He's movie body ready. But they had a picture of him in Mexico sitting on a bench. Actually, he was poolside. Trunks and all, but he has more of a dad fluffier body.
It's not working.
And the internet's going crazy. Women are loving this. So what is it, ladies? Do you like the ripped body, or do you like in the new Chris Pratt, but it's a little fluffy? Dad bod.
Here's what I would say about the top picture there, the dad bod. Mm-hmm. I like that because he still looks good. He still looks strong.
Yeah.
And he's not a guy. He's going to be a guy that we're going to have dinners together. It's not like, oh, I'm not doing carbs right now. I've been at the gym for 6 hours. It's like, I wouldn't want to be with anybody like that. That it's like, what? We're not doing carbs, so you're gonna come home and have a chicken breast and water, and then what? I don't know.
Well,
I wanna
drink
wine. He has
to do that to get the body he has in the movies. But yeah, this is just walking around weight. But this is the thing, women like fluffier guys. So I think you like to be the hotter one.
Yeah.
No, I like the fluffier body.
Yeah.
Fluffy body looks like low maintenance. I mean,
softer to lay on.
Yeah. Nobody want to be laying on them hard brick abs.
You don't want somebody who's going to be constantly looking at himself every time he passes his reflection. Like he's like, oh.
Exactly.
So y'all prefer Jurassic Lunch Chris Pratt versus Guardians of the Galaxy Chris Pratt.
So what do you think about the body hair? Seems like he's let his chest hair grow out a little bit as well. You like the body hair?
Chest hair is fine. He's a man. He's a man. I'm supposed to have a little hair. That's cool.
I like Porsche. Like run your fingers through that?
Yeah. No, I didn't say I play with it.
Get a little bit.
I deal with it. Oh, he's a man.
You admire it from a distance.
Yeah, I ain't braiding it up and all that.
I'm getting ready to say it need to be scalp oiled.
Yeah. You know when it migrates over the shoulders and down the back?
Oh, the best is the tip of the nose. When the guy gets the tip of the nose.
It's like, a dickie.
The worst body hair I hate is the hair in the ear. Like that, ew. Just like,
how do they not see that?
You don't like ear hair?
Ew, no.
Well, if you're in your feelings, Frank, about women liking dad bods, you're going to really be salty about this one, child. Mm-hmm. It's time for What the Hair? Y'all, John Travolta debuted his new look, and it's way different than what we used to seeing him look like. Y'all, take a look.
He took off the toupee.
He looks kind of cool.
Yeah. I like it.
See, here's what guys need to do when you are balding. It's like, get a look
let
going.
It go.
Let it go. Get a look. He grew the beard. So maybe clean face and bald head, you'd be like, oh, I don't know, Mr. Clean.
This looks like a Bruce Willis.
Love it.
Hot. John Travolta smash up. That's what it looks like. And I
He's
love it.
He's giving us Bruce Willis.
Oh, it's sexy. That's a great look for him.
Because some of the the toupees he was wearing looked re-damn ridiculous.
Yeah.
There's nothing unsexier than a man who's thinking he's faking the world. Even if you don't do a toupee, but the little bit of hair you do have, you're trying to swoop it and make it.
Hear that, Frank? Stop.
Oh. So I should just let it go.
Let it go, Frank. No. Go eat yourself a burger and get a new look.
Let me take off this wig.
Let your facial hair grow.
Well, that glue's on there real
good. It's a weave.
I thought that was you.
No, it's me.
You need to be a part of Go Naked.
You do have a good head of hair.
Yeah.
You did. You did get blessed in that department.
Honey.
That's a nice piece.
All right, y'all. So like we said earlier, today we're honoring Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We can't help but to think about his famous I Have a Dream speech for the world. Now, we want to hear yours. Send us your dream for the world in a tweet or a short 10 to 15 second video, and the top ones might be featured on tomorrow's show. Send your tweet to @DishNation. See you in a minute. What up, Gary?
All right, y'all. Up next, Drake might be able to help you, honey, work your flexibility. We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey, hey.
Now, if you're slacking on your fitness resolutions, here's what you need. I need y'all to say it with me, though. It's called Namastrake.
Namastrake.
Namastrake. Namastrake. See? Namastrake is a Drake-themed yoga class combining the sensitive side of Drake with his hard hip-hop songs.
Wait, with his hard ones?
If you haven't tried power yoga, you need something to help you get through that. It's kind of tough.
Okay, right.
And this might be the best part. You're going to love this, especially if you know, like, yoga slang. Oh. Just hold on. We're going home.
Being punked. Is this a real thing?
Nah, it's totally a real thing, and it's been going on across the country for a little while now. But if you haven't tried it, now is your chance. You can check it out here in Atlanta this coming Friday.
Where?
I've done.
Is Drake going to be the teacher?
Nah, if he is, he'll be in disguise.
Oh.
Yeah, well, me and Brad did yoga recently, and it was.
Well, how did that work out? Did y'all have any air coming out of anywhere that wasn't supposed to be coming out?
There was no. But
well, you're not doing it right.
Yeah, thank you, Heidi.
Collectively, would y'all try it though?
I try, but with his softer music. Like I said, when I think of yoga, I think of something calm. You know, his voice is real calm when he's singing.
Like Marvin's Room.
Yeah.
No, started from the bottom. We hear.
No. I don't know if I'd try Namastrake yoga, but I might do his Tai Chi Ki. Tai Chi Ki, do you love me?
Keep your form.
Keep your form.
I can see some really skinny, veiny people coming to class, not expecting this and leaving out pissed.
Although, if you know it's called Namastrake yoga, you can't be pissed off leaving going, I thought I was going to be like, flute music and stuff. Shut up, Timmy.
But he better be there. It's like he used to go to Richard Simmons' workout class.
Right. Yeah, he was actually there.
He was there.
Sweating to the oldies. Yeah, for sure.
I thought I was sweating with the oldies.
All right. Well, you guys, there's a new supermodel in town, and she has such amazing hair that she has landed an endorsement. She's landed a Pantene commercial. You really should see her. Take a look.
Oh, let me look.
Wow. Mama wa sugu ni watashi no kami wo daisuki ni natte kureta. Kawaii tte ippai homete kureta. Pantene.
Oh my goodness. That baby was beautiful.
You guys, I know you were saying, oh, this is a wig and this isn't her hair. No, this is the real deal. She's a Japanese baby girl. Her name is Chunko. She's 13 months old with that head of hair.
She's got a full bob or a lob. Actually, it's a lob.
If I could have that baby, I would become a mother today. If they're like, this baby needs a home, I'm like, I'm adopting her. I want her.
That baby needs its own show.
Her mother created the Instagram account for her because of her unusual hair. She gained hundreds of thousands of followers. And then, landed this gig with Pantene, or Pantene, as they call it. Chonko's mother says she wants to keep her daughter's hair long.
Of course, you're making money off of it now.
I can see baby PJ, honey, outdoing her with a soft sheen commercial and her braids.
Okay. With a little afro, honey.
My God.
With some baby hairs in the front.
I had a lot of hair as a baby.
You did.
Did you have the beard, too?
Well, it looked like it when he was coming out of his mother. Just for a second, I was like, does that baby have a beard? Oh, yeah. No.
I liked the look so much, I tried to keep it.
And she was a redhead.
And she was redheaded. Yeah.
All right, y'all. After the break, we hit the streets of Atlanta, home of Dr. King, for something very special in his day. And promotional consideration provided by...
Pain wants to stop you. Like that's gonna happen. Rise from pain. Icy hot.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and as we know, he had a dream to change the world in a major way. So in celebration of his legacy, we hit the streets of Atlanta, home to Dr. King, to find out what your dreams are. Check it out. Now, how did the teachings of Martin Luther King Jr. help you achieve your dream?
It gave me motivation to pursue my dream of owning my own law firm.
I really just want to make an impact on the world. I really want to help people with their self-esteem. my personal dream, I think the biggest goal that I have for myself right now is to open up my own school.
When I look at him, it definitely makes it more possible for me to like to see the finish line.
He is motivating me and pushing me to own my own publication one day.
If you could do one thing to change the world, Nero, what would you do?
We need more diversity in the world.
Go out of your way. I feel like we're very focused on ourselves all the time. And sometimes you just need, like, even a smile. Like, if you just, you're walking, you smile at someone, that can change their day.
My lifelong dream is just to inspire and encourage people of all ages to never stop chasing your dreams.
Both of our dreams can be a reality with each other. We don't have to work against each other when we both want the same thing. We can work with each other to achieve a common goal.
Behind me stands the home that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was born and raised in. And here's a little fun fact. Back when his parents purchased his house, it was only $3,500. Do you know how old he would have been had he been alive today?
89.
Yo, you won! He would have been 90 years old. Who was Martin Luther King's wife? Was it A, Rosa Parks, B, Coretta King, or C, Billie Jean King?
B, Coretta King.
Guess what? You're a winner, all right? A little Dish Nation magnet. Thank you for playing. If you was to take a guess how young he was when he enrolled in college, how young would you think?
I think it was like 18.
Nah, that's what regular people do. He was 15 when he enrolled in Morehouse. How well do you feel like you know Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.?
Personally?
No, not personally, because it's just impossible. When he graduated, do you know what his GPA was when he got out?
C average, 2.0.
I mean, which is amazing because, like, you know, sometimes your grades don't necessarily limit to how great you can be.
Yeah, it's not about where you come from, but it's about where you choose to finish. You don't have to have the 4.0, but if you really want something in this world, you can have it. It's just how hard are you willing to work to get it.
If you was to take a random guess on how many streets around the country are named Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., what would you say?
I would say over 300 here, correct?
Like, somewhere between 900 and 1,000.
I think it's one per state, so I'm gonna go 50.
What? Yo, if you said somewhere in the 900s, you're absolutely right, Playboy. There are more than 900 MLK named streets in the United States alone, even overseas as well, like Italy's showing a doctor love, so it's a great thing. Right now, I'm standing on the grounds of the iconic Ebenezer Baptist Church where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was baptized as a kid. Now, later on in his adult life, he would go on to co-pastor the church alongside his father. You could almost feel the energy coming from this historic site. What is the famous speech that Martin Luther King Jr. did?
I have a dream.
Wow. You don't even need to finish school, because you already got your degree.
Oh!
And a fan in the wintertime.
Oh.
Thank you for playing the game with us. Bam!
Happy MLK Day!
Dish Nation. Welcome back. Well, a cheating husband from Texas goes by the name of Jose. He thought he came up with the perfect idea. He cheated on his wife, so he thought, you know, I'm going to get out of the doghouse here, and I'm going to get a tattoo. Did he get a tattoo of her name or her face or her wedding, their wedding date? No, he got a tattoo on his chest that says, I, Jose L. Torres, am getting a tattoo voluntarily on January 2nd, 2019, so that I can earn my wife's trust back for the pain and suffering I have caused in our marriage. I am liar, cheater, manipulator, deceiver, whore, prostitute lover, and dishonest and disrespectful.
Oh,
would that, girls, are you just fanning yourself? Who I do declare you are a Casanova?
Wow. Well, he's willing to do anything to get his wife's trust back. He made a mistake. So he's trying to get it back. So this obviously is proof as a permanent tattoo. Now, the thing is, it probably should be in larger print because by the time a new woman's reading that, he's already cheating.
Yeah.
But, like, even if you was this dude's wife, every time you saw him with his shirt off, you had to read all that again. Wouldn't you just dry up like the Sahara?
Oh, no.
And it would ruin everything. Because you would be reminded every time.
Okay, wait, you guys, we have to talk about this. None of us kind of noticed. It's on Deceiver. Everybody knows this. I before E, except after C. So now it's null and void, doesn't even count.
And he could still be, what else? I don't
even. A deceiver.
That's fine. As long as he's not.
That says Deceiver.
Yeah, any disrespect to
him. No regrets.
No regrets.
Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.